This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner, Tuesday night, FEMA Sector 8, coming to you live.
Worldwide broadcasting. Emergency transmission from behind enemy lines.
Vaccinations, 2016 presidential candidates, and whatever else we can come up with. Lots to talk about.
Oh yeah, there's always all kinds of stuff. I want to start out with an idea, a premise. I'm going to read from this little book a little bit of what I think. So, I'll start out. Where people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. They believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. The theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. So I just want to start out with that. And the more and more rights are being taken away, more and more laws are being made every day. What do we, the people, do to stop this bureaucratic nonsense?
What laws are you speaking of, like specifically? Like gun laws, vaccinations?
Well, those are ones that they're really trying to work on, that's for sure. It seems like a gun grab going on all full force. Really trying to brainwash the people into thinking about guns in a totally different way. To quote Eric Holder.
it's the same thing with vaccinations. They're trying to get this to look at it the same way as just whatever propaganda they want to throw behind it. You think it's coming down to forced inoculations? What? Introduce. Oh. And here we have in the house, sorry here, before we get rolling here. In the house tonight we have
Ebrock,
Trevor.
The F bomb, as always.
And N word going down tonight, Tuesday night.
And also the professor behind the technological spaghetti.
Howdy, howdy. The man behind the scenes.
The leader of the production team. So vaccinations, do you think it's coming down to we're actually going to get held down and forced vaccinations?
Black hood over your head, strapped to a board.
I really think you'll have to get a vaccination if you want to attend university, if you want to work for the state government, if you want a decent job in any way in a largely populated area. I think that the powers that be are going to say that you cannot get this job unless you're inoculated, and it will come into end of phase, I believe, in that fashion. They'll make people volunteer for it until you're volunteering to live at that point, and then you'll be relegated to the bottom of society if you don't have these vaccinations. It's a lot like passing a drug test now. Like, if you are unwilling to submit to a drug test, bam, you can't have this job, like, at all. You're not welcome. And I think that it's going to go a lot like that with inoculations. I mean, you don't have to take this inoculation. You don't have to take this drug test. But if you want money and if you want to live a decent life, you probably will.
You don't have to take this RFID chip. But yeah. If you want to work here, if you want the job.
Yeah, if you want this job.
Or if you want assistance from the state.
Or if you want to hold on to your children.
Food stamps. Oh, if you don't want to lose the kids, yeah, now, do we?
It's all about protecting the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, because your unvaccinated child is putting my child at risk some fucking how.
Yeah. You know, he's already vaccinated. He should already have the protection.
He should be protected. Although all of the studies are showing that vaccinated children can spread what they were vaccinated for up to like 60 days after they get the vaccination. So what is that? What kind of convoluted bullshit are we getting from the WHO and the CDC? Even the CDC has to admit that the flu vaccine doesn't work. That they picked the wrong strain this year. They admitted, whoops, we didn't get it right. Even though they never have gotten it right. Not once.
Shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark. So they've never gotten it right. But this year they're like, yeah, we didn't get it. They at least admitted it. But at the same time, they're still telling everyone, you need to get them. Get your vaccination now. You got to get it or
just
you're
going to do it
die.
Anyway.
Not get your booster. Your second one.
And then, yeah, if you don't get your booster, you know, that's why you wound up getting what you didn't want to get from the vaccine.
Well, I do want to mention the chat room. We have the live chat room happening now. People talking shit right now. But, yeah, if you just go to the mtradio.net site and you can see the chat room right there and click on Intel Scanner. Collins, 406-545-4496.
Option one.
Option.
Don't forget the one. Option one. Yeah. So I'd say this whole vaccination thing ties in to the globalist agenda of wanting to RFID chip everyone, forced inoculate everyone, make everyone submit to drug tests for just to get a job or just to get state assistance or just to get
driver's license
to live, to have to get insurance.
Car insurance.
Yeah, so they're gonna, I mean, that's where it's going. The whole control factor. You have to do all this to comply, to otherwise you can't drive and have a job. And that's how they just, you know, lube it up with that. Here, check this out. You have to have it to so we can put it in you very deeply.
I think with all this government hating that we do a lot, I think it's important to put into perspective some of the newer governments that are coming into fruition. In 2015... I believe we're going to see the beginning of the Kurdish state, and they are forming right now in northern Syria, in parts of Turkey, and they're taking a huge swath of land to be Kurdistan. They already have a parliament, they already have driver's license bureaus, they're already issuing police forces, and they are claiming to have the safest part of Syria, and that's why they're eventually going to break away and put up border checkpoints that will be Kurdistan. And with the failing of some Russian states in the area from the fall of the USSR, it really brings into question, like, do you have a better plan? Like, because people are going forwards with this crazy ass we're breaking away from the government thing one way or the other. But in examples like Kurdistan, without proper infrastructure, administration, and resources, you're just making old Western, like, Deadwood style towns. And I don't really see, all I've seen from any of that is Deadwood, and I don't see any modernization at all. I don't see what the benefit, like, how long is it going to be before Kurdistan has a space program, for instance?
Never.
Okay. India just launched their big Martian rover last year, and it'll be landing on Mars here in the beginning of 2016. I mean, are we going to call all of these things into total bluff? I mean, what's the point at some point? Is it, what do people dream about in today's world if it's not for the stars? Is it to be like a football player? Because that, I think, is the wool that's being pulled over your eyes. I think a space program is 100 times more valuable than an NFL program.
You would hope society would see that, but no. I mean, especially with the level that we're polluting it at, you would think people would be seeing that we need to get off this planet, that we
How
need to travel.
How are they going
to
see any of this? Everyone's sitting home watching football, watching Dancing with the Stars, getting spoon-fed and dripped into their brains a bunch of crap out of the TV that means nothing about a space program.
But Kurdistan, none of those guys watch the Super Bowl, and they're still living in the Wild West, dirt roads and 1980 Chevettes and shit. I mean, their level of prosperity and the freedom that they have earned, they've earned the freedom to rub their two sticks together to create fire and peace.
We have a call in here. Excellent.
Well, hello. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What is your name and what's on your mind?
My name is a pimple-looking motherfucker with a hat.
Thought that was my name, but.
And, no, the whole reason I'm calling in was the talk about if we were to get rid of the federal government, we would have nothing but just a bunch of nomadic towns or little tiny small little communities all amongst themselves. And well, that's exactly what this country is kind of all about, is our individual states, and the states having their own laws and their own resources and everything just for that state. And I don't see a problem with that at all.
Well, my point is I think that's entirely arguing my point. I think the point was that we've gone from the Wright brothers testing their first plane ride for 59 seconds to literally landing boots on the moon and having...
Allegedly.
We really have a space station that's really in orbit, really around the planet. And so...
Isn't that the Russians, though, now?
It's white people's.
It's like a joint,
can we just call it ours?
Yeah. Ours. It's, ours.
Well, that's a cool thing. But in space, everybody's united somehow, you know? I mean, like, we hate the Russians on Earth, but yeah, in space, we're allies.
I think we're all allies. We're humans. We're bipedals.
Well, we are, but I mean, when it comes down to, you know, the nitty-gritty political bullshit, you know?
It really only applies to Earth.
Yeah.
In space, I think that's where real freedom is going to come. That's where our individuality... As people, you're going to willfully give that shit up for your opportunity to go into space and to see shit that no other humans have ever seen for the opportunity of a lifetime. You'll take the inoculations.
Now why can't a mom and pop just live in their small town by their own rules that everybody else in that small town agrees on, but you got that one dude that wants to be sent off and go off into space, let him run. Why do we have to have an entire global... fucking infrastructure or a global fucking politic fucking party or whatever fucking raining down on us when everybody can just live by themselves amongst their own rules that we can all still gather in the same meeting place?
Well, because there's too many people on this planet, right? We got to get some people off this planet and living on Mars and the moon.
The world population...
That's what the cops are doing. They're getting rid of fools left and right. They're doing a good job.
I think
I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with people of like-minded values living by themselves away from the rest of the world, as long as the rest of the world doesn't discriminate against them. Because then, what's going to happen after that? Of course, you know. I mean. As long as the Amish and the Hooterites and whoever else wants to live off on their own farms and do their own thing, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, it's not that big of a deal, is it?
You wouldn't think so.
But if you're not paying, you know, a right amount of taxes to the government, you know, they see you as a problem.
Historically, Hutterites and the Quakers have been run out of every country they've ever been in their whole existence. Nobody has ever liked those people, and that's the whole reason why they came to America in the first place, was so that they could rape their children and, you know, do their little witch ceremonies all on their own, and they could raise whatever pagan devils they wanted, and they could have their own little ceremonies, and they do ever whatever they wanted to do without the persecution of average people. They should be allowed to have all the Satan-worshipping ceremonies and child rape and sacrifice.
And Katy Perry and football.
Rolling heads down a pyramid.
Why do I got to contribute to a government that I don't support, though? I mean...
See, that's where it is. Government is necessary.
Why, I think space exploration ought to be like a privately funded thing. I mean, look at what SpaceX is doing. They've taken over all the fucking NASA trips. NASA's not even sending shit up to the space station anymore. It's a private company doing it now.
And they blew up that rocket, right? That last rocket that blew up was a private company.
Yep.
Wasn't that the Virgin?
Oh, no, that was a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago. They sent up three. I follow SpaceX like a motherfucker. That guy's awesome.
That was the Virgin guy. That was Elon Musk, yeah. But the space one that crashed was the Virgin one, that other guy, But
oh, yeah, that Virgin one.
They had, like, two of them.
That guy's a fucking idiot. Week. I hate Richard Branson. Richard Branson can go to hell and die.
I hate rock and roll.
Those are some good points, caller. Appreciate you calling in. I do believe that government is a necessary necessary to build the infrastructure, and I would say, I would suggest that the prosperity and good fortune of the United States over the past couple of hundred years has been piggybacked on by globalists that have been exploiting this prosperity and this infrastructure that has been built here to create prosperity. The United States was the coolest experiment, social experiment ever happened, giving individuals freedoms to form pockets of small deadwood towns from which all of the space program people can pick from, because good stuff sprouts from that type of thing. And that is what's being squashed by the globalists. They don't want that type of fertile ground for the common people to flourish in. They want to keep us down in austerity, and they've already feel that they have enough robot technology to take care of whatever they need. And that is why the government programs and the whole thing about government and that type of infrastructure is to create the prosperous, fertile soil for the masses to flourish in, like schools and roads. That's cool stuff. We have the most educated, unwashed masses in all of history. But now they're taking it to a different level. It seems like not very good people are in control of all this.
Sounds like you're coming from a mega saintly point of view on all this. Like if we were all Mother Teresa, like you're taking a super Mother Teresa hard line on this that I think is a little uncalled for. I mean, I don't think everybody's that nice. And I think weapons have been developed for a good-ass reason. And I think that using of those weapons is necessary every day. And that's why we have militaries, and that's why militaries do their shit. And to tie their hands and to say that no, bad guys don't exist anymore is silly. Bad guys exist.
Yes,
they do, and they are in charge of our government.
Yes, they do, and there they are, right in our faces, pretending to be good guys, and those are the worst guys, because now they're fooling people into thinking they're good guys when really they're bad guys. And then they're switching the spotlight of being the bad guy onto outside enemies, contrived enemies. Let's create an ISIS. Let's create an Al-Qaeda. Let's create someone that use our nationalism against, and therefore taking the spotlight of the bad guy off of the people in control and putting it somewhere else, and the people being, you know, fooled into thinking that these other quote-unquote bad guys are the bad guys, and therefore creating a false need for all this military and all this weapons.
Well, really what it comes down to is exactly that. This big, huge federal military, and these bureaucrats can just always hide behind that. Well, you know, our economy relies on building all these planes and tanks. It's all about the jobs and economy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to have war to protect the children from the thing. I mean, like, it can always come back to having to keep this military beast alive. And that's what creates these people that build up these little small little empires, you know, amongst in the big large empire. And I mean, you've heard these people talk, like Dick Cheney saying, well, you know, one out of four people that were taken into custody and tortured and died, I mean, were completely innocent of anything. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I'd do it again in a second.
I'd do it again in a second, you know, whatever. And it's frightening.
They killed 3,000 of our people in 9/11. Don't you remember? If you don't remember that, it was a big thing. 3,000.
Who's us? You have to requalify us, because we argue a lot about the ownership. You're only
who's
gonna,
them?
You're only going to be us with victims and not with perpetrators.
Well, no. I don't.
Anybody
I don't.
Who's hurt?
I don't kidnap people.
This
I don't
is a
kidnap
major
people.
Mother Teresa heart.
I don't kidnap people and torture them and shove things up their ass and do weird things. I don't do that to people. No, and I wouldn't.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I'm not.
Unless they really, really wanted it.
Yeah.
I was begging. Like,
even then, I don't think I could still even be that fucking vicious to somebody.
I don't know.
Absolute savage.
Not individually, but you as a people most definitely are.
Well, people are savage, absolutely. I mean, human beings are predatory. We're just mammals.
So you're just the Mother Teresa of the group.
No. I am somewhere above fucking complete meek and not fucking torturing, raping people. Somewhere in that middle. I don't.
Right, but you don't have any real good examples between Mother Teresa and Hitler.
of, I don't know, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are not, you know, torturing and killing other people for no reason.
That are ruling nations and prospering and having...
Oh, no, governments across the board are. No, not just the U.S. government. Governments across the board are. That's business as usual.
What's the argument again?
Just bringing up how bureaucrats hide behind large militaries and they build up their own private empires and it just doesn't matter. Death and everything's... It doesn't matter in the empire.
I guess there's just no sense of what you would otherwise do. It seems like the nature of the beast. Like, the beast eats because it's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like what you're describing to me and not like a, like, let's switch this beast to a vegetarian diet. Like,
right. So it doesn't have to run on the blood of the peasants. Let's make a machine that runs on something else.
That would be fine as like a, this is what else we should do. But to just say that, hey, people are dying... People are going to die. People die.
Yeah, people die every day. Life is a very fragile thing and precious. So precious and fragile that it shouldn't be treated like the non-factor that it actually is by big government bureaucrats building militaries.
You know what's funny? You saw the Charlie Hebdo. We are united big thing with all the leaders. And they marched across France and had all these people. And it was you know... Now... But let's just go by the official story. So these two crazy Muslims flipped out, shot 19 people, 12 people, whatever it was. And it was the big united, you know, we need to just really start talking about this. We killed over 1 million civilians in Iraq. I'm not sitting here being a bleeding heart or whatever. I think it's really like the hypocrisy of human beings. Like, we had this big, huge united, the leaders of the world. I mean,
for freedom of speech and have those leaders literally have people in jail in their own countries for freedom
being
of speech.
Being tortured, yes.
Like, there's Merkel, from the leader of Germany. She literally has journalists in prison for questioning what happened in World War II. For just questioning the narrative. The
official narrative.
Yeah. And there's journalists sitting in jail right now just for asking that simple question. Mm-hmm. And yet they go over there to Paris for freedom of speech, you know, to get behind Charlie. And there's even other ones, but I can't remember at the top of my head. But still, they are very hypocritical.
And Germany does not have freedom of speech. That just came up on the chat. No, and it's frightening. I just thought the hypocrisy of these bureaucrats it's frightening. Yeah. I like how Obama didn't show up. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
And Joe Biden had a conflicting schedule.
Yeah.
Something.
Why did Brad Pitt show up?
Brad Pitt.
He lives there.
Was he there?
He lives there.
Oh, he lives there.
Brad Pitt would make a really good president.
Yes. Well, we do need to stand behind Brad Pitt for president.
He lives in Paris.
Does it? Durden.
He fucking hates America and thinks that they're all crazy, and he left immediately as soon as he had enough money in his wallet to leave. He left.
That's why he should be president.
And so is every other rich person who's ever gotten rich. They leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they get their money and they're like, oh, freedom. I get to leave America. That's freedom for most. Like, it comes back to this context that Pharaoh and I keep coming back to, which is most people don't live in America.
That is true. Most people don't.
And at the very least, the rich people don't keep their money in America.
Yeah.
Like Mitt Romney, he wanted to run for president of the United States, keeps 90% of his money in offshore accounts that aren't taxed. Like, but I want to be president of this country, you know. Don't want to keep my money here and pay taxes here, but, you know, I want to tell you guys what to do with your money. Like, okay, that sounds fun.
Good businessman.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like good business. It's frightening.
At least Mitt Romney would maybe not torture people. But then again, yes, he would.
Yes, of course he would. He would do whatever fucking his corporate lords told him to do. They would say, keep Guantanamo open, and we need a quota of 5,000 going in now. Fill it. And he'd fill it. He'd fill the quotas. That's what bureaucrats do, is fill quotas.
I mean,
sign paperwork.
Push paperwork.
Let's get this straight right now. Whoever's the president did not get elected. He got appointed by the masters of that who appoint presidents. Your vote does not count for who is in office. People are not voting to...
I would never vote. That's disgraceful.
Never. Have you ever voted?
No.
Absolute. Great. I'm glad to hear that. Either way.
Very good. Very good.
Never.
Yes.
As a, just a matter of personal pride, I would never vote. That's
never.
If voting mattered, they wouldn't let us do it.
Exactly.
That's true.
If it made a difference. So
exactly, vote for who? Like, vote for what?
Just anybody listening. Google black the voter boxes, electronic voting boxes, the companies that run those and manufacture those, and who owns those companies.
Google George Vietnam Soros.
Yeah, well, there's that a big one.
Yeah, and that Spanish company.
Yep. And, who's that fucking climate guy? Al Gore owns shares in a lot of that stuff. Mitt Romney owns shares in those things. So these people are just parasites sucking off of the prosperity built by this country originally, initially. This country was set up so well that it created...
It was set up as a corporation.
Crazy wealth, though, for the masses. It spread it. Gave every little guy a chance to make enough money to have a family, buy a house, a little piece of land, the American dream.
40 acres and a mule.
Now the American dream is a dream just that. You have to be asleep to believe it. Because you can't work at Walmart and buy a house. You can't work at McDonald's and even have a new car. You got a shitty little apartment.
You know what's...
Most people in America...
What's awesome about our economy and half the jobs that our economy is creating aren't even livable wage jobs, but yet you have all these people complaining about people on food stamps and Section 8, but half the jobs that our economy is creating now aren't even livable wage.
Well, why don't you get three jobs?
Well, oh, that's just such bad. A Mother Teresa thing for you to say. Like, why... I mean, at a real philosophical point, like, at what's your position? Like, is it your responsibility to feed the world? And then once you make that decision, then you have to, like, how are you going to go about feeding the world? And then how are you going to go about creating the food for the world? And it's very much like a responsibility thing that you're assuming.
Well, first of all, we got to tell people to stop fucking. That's how I would start fucking. That was a joke. I'm sorry. It's like, we need to cut back on population.
No, it's just the feeding of the poor is my point. Like,
tell them to stop fucking.
When
tell
you
me,
walk
turn cannibal.
Past people who are starving and dying and sick on the streets, is it your responsibility to make them well or not? And it comes back to that, are we all Americans or are we rich people and poor people? Are we black people and white people? I mean, it's where is your position?
Rich and poor.
And then you got to argue from that position because... I really feel like we're arguing from a Mother Teresa point of view, and I don't really, you know, I don't know anybody who holds really that everybody should be fed. Like, every son of a bitch on the street should be fed a meal. Like, I don't know people who agree with that.
You don't know anyone that agrees with that, really?
If Hitler should just be fed and allowed to work at McDonald's. Is my point. Like,
well, he was given an estate in Argentina, I do believe, or something. He was fed very well,
But that was only after committing atrocities and being shown as a good hypnotist.
So every prisoner...
Well, being the figurehead of a whole corporate machine.
Every prisoner in prison gets fed every day.
In America?
In America. Well, except for the ones in Guantanamo. And they get fed up their ass, even. I mean, you get fed one way or another.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting fed. You refuse to eat.
Oh,
you refuse to eat in America.
Do a hunger strike? No way.
You're getting fed, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. But school children aren't getting free lunches.
But
like
I think that's how they run it back in people's faces. It's like, oh, you want to feed everybody, huh? All right. We're going to take these hunger strike motherfuckers over here. We're going to force food feed up their ass. How Mother Teresa are you?
Well, why don't you just fucking feed the school children?
That's
then.
Like the South.
All right, let's at least do that.
Their ass and pooping out their mouth.
Feed the children.
Yeah,
well, if you shove it up your ass, will it come out your mouth?
I don't know. Let's ask people in the Marine Corps or the people that were in Guantanamo Bay.
When I shoved it up her ass, it almost come out her mouth. Man.
Sound effects.
So,
coming back to this, all comes back around to vaccinations and whether or not you should subject people to your point of view. And their point of view is that if you take your sick kid around my sick kid, then you're a dickhead and you should stop. And they want to use their military to make you stop. And those, I believe, are rich people. And so their division is rich people versus poor people. And I maintain a poor person's point of view because I'm a poor person. But I really have to argue for them. Like, we've seen what plagues can do to huge amounts of populace, and it's bad. And we've put measures in place to stop that shit from happening, and it hasn't happened again, and that's good. And we should keep it that way.
We are about due for the plague.
We are
due. Unless we get a good vaccination run and keep it.
If you look at the cycle of the plague, we're about 20, 30 years overdue throughout like recorded history.
Like everything else, the vaccination technology has been infiltrated by
corporate interests
that are thinking like, well, we need to depopulate. There's too many fucking people, and we're
because there hasn't been a plague.
We have to create our own plague.
I'm not really against vaccination, just what they put inside the vaccine.
Right.
That just seems nefarious.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly
the technology of vaccines itself is
it's a great idea,
solid.
But I mean, when you inject aluminum and mercury, I do not understand how that is good for fighting the flu.
And it's
it
not.
It literally lowers your IQ and you.
And harms your immune system, actually, in fact. So if they were making clean, they do make clean vaccines that the elitists and the rich people get, that the poor people don't get, without the thimerosal.
And one size doesn't fit all. You can't make a massive vaccine and think it's going to work for every single human being in whatever society they live in, because different societies have different health implications, all that. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck those guys. True. Let's just vaccinate our own people and watch them die.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, Bill Gates went and personally vaccinated thousands of people in India, children, with the polio vaccine. And immediately following, there was a huge outbreak of polio. Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, I mean, whatever, but whatever. The vaccines that they're making and distributing are designed as a soft kill weapon. If they were making vaccines that were actually effective based on the science and technology that is vaccines that they could do and they do make for the elitists and rich folks, then that would be great. So if maybe Mother Teresa should be running these programs, or the Archangel Gabriel or whatever, but they're not. All these nefarious minded people are in charge of these global programs. So how do you really go ahead and go along with that? Oh, you want to kill most of us, but you're also making vaccines, and you want us to take all these vaccines in the name of us being safe. I don't believe you, and I'm not taking one.
Well, and I think that's probably for the best on your personal level if you don't want the job and you don't want to do these other things. But it comes, my premise is that most people, again, don't live in America. And so most people would like to see that personal island, isolated community of Americans. Let's see you vaccinate those assholes first. And then if there's a decent statistic that comes out of that, then maybe you can vaccinate us over here in Luxembourg. But not until you go and vaccinate every one of those American sons of bitches. I don't care. Enslave them. Put them in chains.
Those peasants.
Those hippie peasant commoner motherfuckers over there in America represent such a slim portion of the Sodom and Gomorrah aspect of the earth right now.
Oh, no. We're bringing it.
That most people of the human variety think those are the assholes that should go first. Like, and so when we put it into context, yeah, like if you would do it on a small scale and just run like isolated little tests of vaccinations and things, you would run them in America because fuck those guys. And so to argue from the point of like, let's save Americans, those are the ones who let the Nazis free. Those are the ones who made black people suffer for hundreds of years. Those are the ones who almost genocided the Native Americans, the Indians. Those sons of bitches have this coming from that point of view, right?
Well, that sounds a bit askew of a fucking view, but the Europeans, the British Empire really was a lot involved with all of those things you just mentioned initially.
Totally.
And moved
so,
those
like, that's
operations.
Even a smaller island. Fuck
moved
those guys
operations.
Too.
To the New World so that they could do all of those things and not have them directly reflect back on the British Empire, which was also mainly responsible for
France
ending slavery as well as all kinds of other crazy things that was going on in the world at the time. Pirates and...
Privateering is something I'm pretty educated in, and that's a that was a good thing.
I mean, they have practically ended slavery through...
Privateering.
Privateering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pirates happened after privateering, and privateering was a very respectable trade. There was a lot of guys who killed as mercenaries and got great king's rewards for the amount of killing that they got to do. And so, again, they just killed people. And so this whole killing of other people thing, this Mother Teresa hardline that we're taking, doesn't defend pirates.
Doesn't defend pirates.
I don't think there's any god of any religion that would defend pirates.
Maybe except for the pirate gods.
Maybe the pirate gods.
Touche.
I stand corrected.
My gods are stronger than your gods.
Yes, my god sits above your god.
Right.
Conan.
Conan.
Exactly.
Well, excellent.
So it all comes back to around the vaccines, right? Where do we stand? Like, if your kid was the one who died from this measles thing because you didn't get him vaccinated, you just not going to feel bad?
Well, but how many people have died from measles in the last, like, 20 years, 30 years?
The point is, when it's your kid. Like, when it's your kid. You didn't vaccinate your kid. You made that decision.
They quit dying from measles because of vaccination.
The rate of measles death was only ever a 99.9 something survival rate on measles up until they started vaccinating. Before they started vaccinating, the rate of even people getting measles was going way down before they ever started vaccinating. Then they started, they got a vaccine. Then they said they eradicated it 15 years ago. And since then, now they've been vaccinating and it's back on the rise more than anyone with a higher death rate from it. You were 99% plus survival rate from measles. People used to send their kids, somebody get measles in the neighborhood, all your kids go over to that house to get measles just to get them so you're done with it. So what if you did that and your kid died? I sent little Johnny over to Jimmy's house down the street to get measles. He came home. Fuck, 2 weeks later he died from the measles. Our bad. But that's a cost-benefit analysis as a parent that you have to make. Do I want my child to be protected? Yeah, disease is something
that'll come no matter what.
Yes, I mean, somebody's bound to die from it, one out of 100. So maybe little Jimmy, his time.
Is your position then that the vaccines actually increased the mutation of measles to be more deadly?
Absolutely, absolutely. They mutated it on purpose and have a different strain of it now that they're vaccinating you for.
So this is super measles.
Than is even really the original measles that used to be the measles. And now this new strain that they're vaccinating you for is the strain that's spreading.
We're breaking this live on the Intel scanner. This is super
there's
measles.
There's lots of research on this already.
Super measles.
It is super measles.
Yeah.
Released
at Disneyland. And they're tracing it back to Disneyland, right?
Yeah, Mickey got measles.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The ghost of Walt coming back to get the children. Fucking
he was
Walt.
A Nazi supporter.
Drop it like it's hot. Big time. Well, anybody that was in the government that was rich back then had to be. They used to throw Nazi parties here. They were having big rallies in New York and L.A.
Nazi party.
Big, huge. There's videos on YouTube of it. English speakers fucking speaking perfect English, throwing up fucking swastikas. Hail Hitler.
Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah.
Fuck's sakes.
The 1930s,
twice.
Throughout all the 1930s, there was Nazi party. It was huge.
He was elected. Hitler was elected. So what do we think about some music, Montana music? And we'll come back after the break with some really 6 minutes. Really? Awesome.
So,
okay,
yeah.
My clock must be off. So, killer. We have also, you know what? I got a couple other things I was going to read, too, then, since we're on that.
So do we think this is an attack, this measles that's breaking right now?
Was it released?
Do you think it was released at Disneyland?
On purpose.
On purpose?
You just got to come up with a better weapon to attack people than with guns. You just can't go in there guns blazing in the United States of America.
They tried that in the 20th century and it didn't work.
It's just
everybody got too pissed off. And
it's totally not going to work.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get Americans is by plague.
Yeah.
Silent weapons for quiet wars. Quiet weapons for silent wars.
Yeah.
Chemtrails, vaccinations. I think they all tie together somehow, some way.
Yeah,
I've heard different theories about how it all harp and it's all set up to be all together.
Now we've talked about this
before. The chemtrails activate the vaccinations, and then harp can activate it all inside you somehow.
It binary weaponry, where they release one part that's innocuous until the second part is released, is put together with it. So this will ensure that the people releasing it will not be affected if they have the first part already released into the public. And when they put the second part out there, say they put a certain metal in the atmosphere and certain metals in the vaccines to where all the majority of the population has all of these metals in them, then they broadcast a certain frequency that reacts with these metals and is an adjuvant to create mass die-offs. Have we read about any of the mass die-offs of birds and fish and animals all across the globe? These seem to be frequency testings on certain species. They can get that precise with certain frequencies they can broadcast into the air that react with different species of
animals.
Yeah,
out of
just
the air.
Wi-Fi signals. It screws up birds' migration patterns. I can't remember what university did that study, but I think it was over in England. And they would study the migration of these birds that came onto the campus, and as soon as they started introducing Wi-Fi on the campus, the migration patterns completely changed.
I've heard Wi-Fi is a lot more potent than we give it credit for.
Oh, yeah. You can't buy a Wi-Fi router. You can't grow a plant by it. It will not grow. It will just die. They've proven that.
Awesome.
That's scary.
Yeah. And that's everywhere. It's in all your public education schools, you know.
All the Gwen towers.
Yeah.
Pumping it out.
So many towers.
I've seen more now. There's more have gone up.
It's great. We should do a Gwen Tower special.
We need to post that video. Gwen Tower video exclusive.
It would be a cool technology project for the professor. Have you ever heard of these guys building the box where they can go around and read towers? Whether or not they exist, whether or not they're built into like the side of a building or put up on places where people can't see, but you can build a box that'll go around and find radio towers and then determine whether or not they're actually Verizon or AT&T or Sprint or what have you. And they're finding government black Wi-Fi towers all over the world, all over the country. And I don't know about anybody who's run one in Billings, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, technologically, it wouldn't take much at all to build an RF receiver that can tell you each of the different cell companies run on different frequencies.
Oh, yeah, people are doing it in every major city, but I've never seen anybody do it in our town.
As far as Wi-Fi, we did that as a Billings Linux users group a couple of years ago, not looking at cell towers, but we mapped Wi-Fi signals all across the downtown area, looking at which ones were open, which ones were not secured. And we put it out on Google Maps, and kind of there's a lot of Wi-Fi base points. You know, you don't realize even just in one block there's like 100 of them.
And but what is that scary. Saturation doing to people? I mean, at what point are they going to come up with combining boxes?
You always see a foil suit. They talk about tinfoil hats to cut the waves down. That's where the whole joke came from. Now we need whole tinfoil suits.
Faraday cage clothes.
You know what's it doing? It's hard to say. It's extremely low energy. We're bombarded with electromagnetic energy all the time, and we have been since we were born, from the sunlight and everything. You know, that all gives off energy. Now, these are a different frequency spectrum. You know, eventually you get to microwave and X-ray. Obviously, those aren't too good and in very high doses. We probably are seeing some increase in genetic mutations. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, because we do know that extreme exposure to X-rays and microwaves obviously fuck up your cells and your genes.
Rip your DNA apart. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Unzip
them, exactly.
But, you know, it's just
But hey,
it's just another type of radio spectrum. Radio's been around for all over the U.S. at least for at least 80 years or so.
I just thought the Black Towers project was cool, and I thought that was something that you might be technologically capable of.
Yeah, that is a pretty cool idea.
Because I'm sure that somebody, some asshole millionaire in billions would be like, yeah, go and flag every Black Tower in the whole community. Here's $20,000. Do it.
It would be a neat project just to go around and try to identify all the signals. I bet we'd find a lot that we couldn't identify.
In this far from the missile testing ranges and the nuclear silos, I mean, no, there's probably all manner of shit that's not in the public that's classified radio signals and these antennas and crystals that they're using.
No doubt. Yeah,
well, I bet you could blow that up in a community like this.
We're going to, that sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to have to get back to that here. We're going to go to break here, and that sounds like a fun topic to bring it back up on. And we have presidential candidates 2016 coming up, so stay with us, Intel Scanner.
And I'ma live it to the full. And you already know when I'm in the studio, I just go with the flow. Just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Get nervous when you don't try. So I stay focused and so high. You know this, I won't lie. I'm so blissed, J-O-Y. You so pissed and don't know why. With the hating and discriminating and start loving. I'm making dough and baking it in a hot oven. So I can spend all my money on time in the booth. Anybody that know me know that I am the truth. Yeah, I'm as real as it gets, dude. And if you wanna make music, then let's do it. I eat and breathe music, cause music is my life. I'm married to the game, my music is my wife. Let the fake get faker and the real get realer. I'm a money maker, don't call me a drug dealer. Got money in my pocket, got enough to get by. Little bit of weed, but not enough to get high. So I sip on the aim and I drink too much. Let my thoughts fade, cause I think too much. Drop the 808 and turn my music up. Let my music play, let my music bump. Is it foolish to want more for myself? To be more concerned about my music than about my health? I got the paper covered like the books on my shelf. And I'm always freestyling like I'm talking to myself. I write raps in my sleep wearing nightcaps. I guess you could say I have some tight naps. But despite that, I might snap. Cause all you pussies wanna push me. You better listen up, cause you ain't gonna shush me. Bitch, I go harder on the track than a steel train. When people listen to my music, they can feel pain. The pain that I have, but I use it to my benefit. This is just the beginning and not the end of it. And right from the start, it's been right from the heart. People gassing you up, you might wanna fart. And I'ma keep shitting on all you other suckers. Keep spinning by money, you ain't get motherfuckers. Let the fake get faker and the real get realer. I'm a money maker, don't call me a drug dealer. Got money in my pocket, got enough to get by. Little bit of weed, but not enough to get high. So I sip on the aim and I drink too much. Let my thoughts fade, cause I think too much. Drop the 808 and turn my music up. Let my music play, let my music bump. As I turn the page to verse 3, I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst, G. Cause sometimes it's all you can do, especially when you don't wanna be ignored, but you tend to. I want nothing more than just to be heard. That's why I put my heart and soul into every word. I tell my girl I love her and my homies stay up. Some people know me as Jay, but most know me as J-Dub. I say what I wanna say, pray when I wanna pray. Then I wonder, hey, will I live to see another day? Live for the day, so fuck yesterday. Let go of the past and throw the stress away. Why should I ask anybody any questions? Why? Well, most of them haven't learned any lessons. We all make mistakes, but how many confessions? With so many fakes, I'm under the impression. The fake get faker and the real get realer. I'm a money maker, don't call me a drug dealer. Got money in my pocket, got enough to get by. Little bit of weed, but not enough to get high. So I sip on the aim and I drink too much. Let my thoughts fade, cause I think too much. Drop the 808 and turn my music up. Let my music play, let my music bump.
And we are back. It's the Intel Scanner. Hope you enjoyed that music break. We just played some J-Dub and Enrapture for you. All local music. Here on the Intel Scanner.
Intel Scanner.
Love local music.
Fucking love it so much. Why don't you marry it?
I would.
I am.
Its sister, its brother would kick your ass, though.
Well, here we are back, Intel Scanner. Well, 2016 presidential candidates.
There's lots of them.
Well, actually, there's only eight that have thrown their hat in the ring so far. Six on the GOP side and two on the Democrat side. You'll notice a lot of the names here. Jeb Bush, these are the six from the GOP. Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Lindsey Graham, laughable, Rick Perry and Scott Walker. Those are the six from the GOP. And the two Democrats are Martin O'Malley and Jim Webb. And all are just worthless. Lindsey Graham, though, he's a riot. You ever heard of Lindsey Graham? Girl. Oh, yeah, he's John McCain's boyfriend. Yeah. He's a butt riot buddies to listen to. And yeah, he'll hold hands with John McCain while they're doing speeches and shit. It's funny.
I got to tell you, I like that Marco Rubio guy.
Marco Rubio, he's expressed interest. He hasn't thrown his hat in that he's totally interested.
He's going to run.
But yeah, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Sarah Palin, they've all expressed interest. John Bolton, do we remember John Bolton? He was U.S. ambassador. You would know him if you saw him. Big, huge head of hair, big, huge mustache. He was the ambassador on Bush Jr.'s. Borat punked him in the Borat movie. It was pretty good.
No.
But he's expressed interest as well.
Hillary Clinton. Jeb Bush.
Bushy Clint.
You know,
Joe Biden's Clint expressed Bush interest. Yeah. Al Franken has expressed interest.
Al Franken.
John Kerry, Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Joe Biden. Can you imagine President Joe Biden? That's why nobody will kill Obama, because then they're like, look who becomes president.
Like, oh.
I think
Troy Gowdy say that the other day?
people were saying that from day one.
Yeah, I guess. Like, yeah.
Obama will never get assassinated because.
It, yeah.
Yeah, Biden's been just a fucking joke in our government for 40 years now. 4 decades he's been in the government.
Maybe
president appointment he's due. Joe Biden, I don't know.
John McCain was due. Nobody deserved to be president like that guy. And look at, they schmucked his whole campaign.
They schmucked him pretty big. They stuffed him with a Sarah Palin, and yeah, it was pretty good.
But, nobody deserved it more than he did. Like, he was a prisoner of war on behalf of the American
military. All they would have had to do was put Colin Powell as his vice president running mate, and it was done deal.
Yeah. 8 years.
Done fucking solid deal. Done deal. John McCain, Colin Powell. But, of course, they threw the ringer in. You know what? Instead of Colin Powell, who went in front of the UN and lied for the U.S. war, did everything he could. On behalf of us, he was due. Colin Powell and John McCain were both due.
Yeah.
And they completely schmucked him with the Sarah Palin thing.
They had to go 100%. A politically correct route.
100%
go against a black guy, so they had to throw a female in there.
Just totally.
I mean, even you take John McCain, you could have run anybody with him except Sarah Palin.
Yeah,
and he would have been president. And I would be a little bit prouder of an American right now, you know? But instead, we got this college professor guy. And don't get me wrong that I believe the most in the college professors should be the ones in charge of our government. Those are the most earned positions we have in American civil society, I think. But I just don't see... I don't know. John McCain really deserved it, and I'm super bummed. To this day, I'm pissed about it, you know? It's like he should have been president. So much shit we could have avoided in the last 8 years if he would have been president.
It would have been...
That's pros and cons, I think.
Yeah.
What would he have not done that Barack Obama's done?
That's true. I'm not sure about the immigration thing. I think
He's at the forefront of immigration.
He's from Arizona.
He's
from Arizona.
Oh, yeah,
fucking
sure, that's
Bill.
Right.
he's doing presidential
fucking stuff still through this whole thing. He's the most presidential guy on the whole hill.
The seat of the presidency just has a giant hand stuffed up its ass, puppeteering the whole deal.
And maybe McCain tanked it himself. Who knows? But, there's few guys who deserved it the way he did, and he would have made a fucking... badass president, like my president.
He couldn't
would
have
kick
been. He couldn't have been worse. He couldn't have been worse than Barack Obama.
Barack Obama was extremely effective.
Dude, no. Barack Obama's like, our president sold weed to your president in high school. You know what I mean? Like, that's our president right now. Like, he's the guy who's going to, like, lie to you and schmooze you so he can get his bag for free. And I don't think it's cool at all. Like, that's not the guy I want to be president. And I didn't vote for that.
It's who I want to smoke weed with, yes. But
well, yeah, I want to kick it with Barry from the block. But, and, you know, shoot shit and see what he thinks about American law from a professor. But not from the guy who's a president.
Barack Obama was no professor of anything. He's not even that schooled on constitutional law, and he's supposed to be a constitutional lawyer.
He was a professor at Columbia.
Yeah, and allegedly nobody at Columbia ever seen him there.
Well, that's a great story. And I've Googled the story since I tried telling you about it. I couldn't find a single story of anybody who's ever bought a bag of weed from Barack Obama.
Well, it said
there's not an interview with anybody.
Well, there's the interview with Larry Sinclair, his gay lover. Larry Sinclair went on record saying that he had fucking gay drug-fueled fucking affairs with Barack Obama.
Really?
Larry Sinclair, look it up.
I've never heard of this. Wow.
No. I never heard that.
No, Larry Sinclair, there's Pastor Manning did an interview with him. There's, just look it up. Larry Sinclair.
Could that be, on a singular story and us trying to be objective, you know, smart people, you gotta write that off the same as you know, a lot of the shit.
You have to admit this, though. Barack Obama came out of nowhere, was an unknown.
Total unknown.
Yeah. To the point where he was running against who again in 2004?
John fucking McCain.
Yeah, and Sarah Palin. So anyways, these people were more known in the public forum. This guy, clean slate, out of nowhere, talking all this speeches and a very prestigious speaker, saying all kinds of stuff that people like to hear. A clean slate. Anyone who heard of him all of a sudden at that time can just make him out to be whatever they want him to be, because he's not already
established as anything. Wasn't his campaign
established
song, like, legalize
anything.
It?
Well, you know what's something
hope
funny?
And change hope. And all that, right? Yeah.
So I watch a lot of videos on YouTube. Not as much now, but I like these black gangster videos from Chicago. They talk about all the shootings there, and they know all about these. It's interesting. It's entertaining. But a lot of these guys will say that, you know, in Chicago, all the black people know each other. The rich people, the poor blacks, you know, they're intertwined, the community. And nobody knows this Barack Obama.
Barry from the block.
They don't know this guy. They never seen him around. They don't. Supposedly he was a member at that church. The crazy guy. He was a member at this church. Supposedly nobody's ever seen him there.
Yeah, they buried him after the first election.
Uh huh.
He didn't come up at all in the second election.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's just these guys say that they just still to this day they don't know who Barack Obama. He's never been to these neighborhoods. He's never come in. They say he's a community organizer. And still nobody's been like, what community? He's an organized shit here.
He was 160 days in, what was he, a senator or something like that?
Yeah.
160 days. And all of a sudden, he's a president.
Yeah, just showed
he's
up.
The guy. Yeah, you're going, we wrote vote for Barack. We want him. Who? And so it's so easy for the establishment to put a blank slate candidate like that.
That's the best.
Empty piece of paper. You can paint him. The public can paint. He can paint himself any way he wants to the public instead of being an established already standing for this and standing for that. No, he's just no hope and change.
If I had a son, it would look
brilliant.
Like Trayvon.
And I predict that there's going to be someone come out the blue that you never heard of in 2016 to run for president. Against probably Hillary, I'm guessing.
I'm hoping for Elizabeth Warren.
And Jeb.
Like,
you know
she's
what I
at
mean?
The top of my list, always has been.
Yeah, really. She's not really a blank slate at all either. It's going to
no,
be
she
someone...
should be the first female president. Like, she's the mom of America. She has the most American mom values. And that's what I think we need to tone down this huge gangland violence that we have spreading across America right now. I mean, all inner cities are turning into horrible ganglands.
Turning into.
Are having been found now to be horrible ganglands. And
fuck.
And Elizabeth Warren really is the mom that the America needs to come up and be like, hey, knock it off, kids. Like,
the super psycho feminist?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a bold statement.
I think Elizabeth
Warren.
For
L dub?
L war.
E dub.
L war.
And I think she stands for a lot of things that modern Americans stand for. And she takes a very mom hard line. And you can, like, believe the Mother Teresa shit that she says.
better than you can believe from F-bomb over there.
But she's still an imperialist American, and you gotta... There's still a personal agenda, you know.
If you want to make an omelet, you gotta break some eggs.
You gotta, yeah.
I just would rather hear it from her instead of Barack Obama, I guess is my point. Like, I would rather hear it from her than Angela Merkel. Like, these people are crazy, and the crazy is going to happen whether or not you want it to, I think.
It's just, who do you want telling it to you?
I would totally prefer Elizabeth Warren telling me that shit's about to get real instead of Ted Cruz, for instance.
Well, you know what's funny, and I've said this to F-Bomb here a few times, is Brad Pitt for president. And run back. If we could get 51% of the population of America to write in Brad Pitt for president, I guarantee you the corporations or whoever is in charge will put Brad Pitt as president. If we could get 51% of the population, the 51% doesn't even show up to vote at all. If we could get 51% of the American people to vote, Brad
that's
Pitt.
That's how superfluous yes, co-president the seat of the
Brad
presidency
Pitt and Tom Cruise,
is.
Co-president. Yeah, because that's what a joke it is. It's just whoever who do you want
a vestigial yeah. branch of otherwise benign government head seat.
Well, what I thought was interesting is the talk from September of 2014, only 4 months ago, with Jeff Bridges maybe stepping up.
I
this
was about
year.
To mention that when he started saying for the Brad Senate Pitt, because we almost did that here with Jeff Bridges.
But these are real people, and that's why neither of those real people would ever. Go for public office because they're not Manchurian candidates, and I don't think the society would ever take them in a. I mean, you had what's his name, Jesse Ventura. You had the other guy, the comedian. Those guys both made it to the Senate. Al Franken,
yeah,
and yeah. Both of those guys both made it in, and they both came out shamed. They both felt personally shamed for having even attempted to get into the murky waters of politics. They're both like, my family will never live this down.
Well, Jesse Ventura was governor of Minnesota, and I do believe he's mentioned running for president in 2016 also on a ticket with Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson's brilliant.
Yeah, and I like that guy.
That's who
he ran.
I really respect
last,
that man.
In whatever 2012.
But how about this UK Berkeley guy? This the midget guy that's always on the Jon Stewart show.
I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know,
the
man.
Short guy with the beard, who's the economics professor. He's seeing the world go in a whole different way. He's on the Jon Stewart show all the time. And I can't remember his name. But again, it comes back to college professors. Like, for some reason, I just can't help but think that with the right conditions, college professors could really make a comeback in the United States and take back the government. The government was built on universities, and I think it could be rebuilt by universities.
And slaves.
Well, yeah. Everybody who's not at the university is a fucking slave.
Right.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't.
So the university is also taken over by the powers that be. You can't be a professor at a university unless you are of the same mindset of the controllers of them, those positions.
I don't think it's as corrupted, I don't think, by statistically as maybe government.
Oh, no, point. Every bit as corrupted, every bit. That's the foundation where they started.
Yeah, that's
those were the positions that had potential to make a difference. To, like, oh, I'm the professor of this university, I'm going to run for president. I have these ideals and I have this plan. I have been thinking about this for a long time. Powers that be are like, we don't really agree with all your plan.
Once you make tenure, that you're still so corruptible? That's part of the reason we give professors tenure is basically you're guaranteed to be in there for good now.
That's not how that works.
So you say what I... You, no,
that's the principle.
They can,
that's
revoke your tenure.
Based, I think.
If you don't go along with their narrative and things.
Yep.
So I think you guys aren't really citing any examples. I think you're just going with your gut on that one.
Tenure thing is just a carrot that they dangle for people.
Okay.
Oops. Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, my gut's never been wrong yet.
Yeah, it hasn't.
That's a very American thing to say.
If I don't like it, I throw it up. I mean, my stomach knows.
Trust the gut. So where do you think we're going with this? In 2016, they're going to elect a new president, maybe.
The people are going to vote a president in. Don't be so cynical.
Who do you think they've appointed for this position? So, for this,
I think it's unheard of. I think you're right. I think it's going to be another Barack Obama. Another
Good that worked.
Yeah.
When was the last time a president made like a social change? Besides the $300, I got $300.
Jimmy Carter. Oh, that was awesome. I did get the $300 from BJ.
A social change.
So when was a law or an edict or a when was the last time the president affected the people? Like, since when do the people give
positively?
A shit? Like, in any way, what can the president do personally to help everybody? Like, it's not his job at all.
Bush gave us a $600 tax break.
Was it that long ago that it was Bush that I got that $300?
Bush Jr.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Like, when he first came in, he like, 01. It was like 2001.
Yeah, but yeah.
You're getting $300, bud. Yeah, it was like right before 9/11, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember I totally bought a Nintendo Wii with that money.
No, I think it was after 9/11. Was it? Oh, yeah. To help the recovery.
It was part of the recovery thing in 04, just heading up to the election.
Well, okay. The president's about to sign some, just signed some executive orders trying to regulate the internet more. Some FCC regulation. Who's going to make it FCC regulated?
Oh, okay. We're talking about net neutrality because that's a big fucking deal.
That is a huge deal.
Net neutrality is basically the understanding that the government regulates all stealing of this property. And you got to be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. You got to earn your keep. And, like, if you're trying to steal some shit from some other people on the government's property and the government's watch and not give them a cut, they're going to get really irritated about that. And so Netflix is getting paying out huge bucks or under the table to Comcast right now, like, on the order of billions, like, national worths.
Yeah, well... I'll let you finish your thought.
Well, my contention is that the government can't allow this kind of international money trading and laundering without having their fingers in it. And the only way to put their fingers in it is to start a regulatory board. And a council,
they did with cable.
Really, the Netflix deal is above the table. I mean, it is a deal between those two organizations. I personally believe the government is... it's still too early. It's preemptive to try to bring the FCC into this. We have not seen how the market would respond. If more ISP companies decide to start charging these services, I think eventually the market would respond and we would actually see more competition spring up, actual neutral companies. We would see more municipal broadband rolled out because the taxpayers are tired of, you know, getting hosed by an ISP, so they'll roll out their own. But I'd like to see a reactive government and not one sort of preemptively doing this. And Netflix, to be fair, is one of the biggest users of the internet as a provider. And maybe they should share some of those costs that the ISPs have to deal with.
Right, but they should also have to pay for the actual cost of having an internet, is my point. Like, the government put down an internet, not for Netflix. And it's entirely absurd that we as a people would allow them to drive on our roads when they didn't pay to pave them. And they have to, like, it doesn't matter who their traffic is for or what, like, under what they're running those trucks for. Doesn't matter what their cargo is, they need to pay to drive on the roads.
Well, they do pay for peering, and this was the deal that I forget who. Maybe it was it Comcast that's charging them. It's one of the big ones. It might be Time Warner. They felt they weren't paying enough because they're using so much.
So what you're saying is that they're paying kickbacks instead of taxes. They're paying money under the table?
No, they're paying money to each other privately for using the roads. Like, trucking companies are running trucks up and down the road to run products that isn't taxed, but NFL jerseys and shit.
But really,
like, untaxed.
Most of the internet we use today, the government did not build. I mean, most of the internet is provided by the cable companies.
That's provided to you on an infrastructure that was built by the phone companies 120
years
ago.
No, cable companies have their own lines separate from the phone companies.
But they built it on the same infrastructure.
On the same poles.
They followed it on the same lines that the telephone companies did.
I
remember being a cable guy, and we used to argue about this. We couldn't believe how much they would charge for something that was already built so long ago.
The easements.
Yeah, yep. they just added new wires and took the infrastructure over. All they're charging you is the same thing. It's the same infrastructure was built. Cable companies are so rich for nothing.
My contention is that terrestrially, like John Tester tells a great story about how when his father had the guys who wanted to run telephone poles across their land, and they came up to the door and be like, "Sir, we're going to have trucks out here on your land digging for telephone poles." And he was like, "No, you're not. I will single-handedly kill every man who comes onto my land." And John Tester has grown up and ran for the Senate for Montana under the premise that if they're going to put telephone poles on our land, we will kill them if they don't pay us properly. Like, we have guns, and we will shoot you if you try to run those telephone poles on our land. And that premise has been lost. I think that feeling has been lost by a lot of people. And that's the point I'm trying to make to Sean, is that they're running telephone poles on our land, and they're running data across those poles. And, I mean, maybe if they were shooting it through the satellites, it'd be different, but...
Congress approved, and it's the FCC's mandate to provide something like 99% telephone coverage to all rural customers, and that was a huge taxpayer expenditure, you know, for the benefit of these rural phone companies, phone customers.
But to the same point, as Congress said that every news channel has to broadcast news for 1 hour a day, every television broadcaster, and look at how they've pimped that. I mean, they can take any Congress mandate and ruin it.
But you say the roads need to be paved and the telephone poles need to be put in. But aren't those already paid for? Haven't the taxes and that infrastructure already been paid for?
Well, no. I'm talking about the levies of, like, imagine it's a caravan. And that, like, my dad might have allowed your caravan for your dad to come across my land. But he's dead. They're all dead. This is my land. The economy has changed, and it's a different price now for you to be running your caravan across my land. And if you don't like the price I'm charging, you have to fucking stop, or I'm going to fucking make you stop. Like, the game has changed. And if you don't like these new kids that are coming up on the block, all the old people are dead. JFK's dead. These people are gone and dead, and we're not going to abide by the rules they set forth anymore. That's my contention. And again, if you're running caravans across our land and you haven't paid the tax, we're going to come out with guns and meet you at the border.
But see, this all seems too redundant. Taxing and double taxing. The Netflix is doing its thing. The internet's still doing its thing. I can go on here and do whatever I want, say whatever I want. We start putting more regulations onto that. And trying to, who's getting money from this again? What is the taxpayers getting money to charge Netflix because they're running too many trucks on our land? No.
I think that money could go into infrastructure of better making security for the internet.
That's exactly my point. They're saying this is for the small businesses and whatnot, why we need net neutrality. The only ones suffering at this point would be Netflix. And so essentially we are bringing in the FCC for the benefit of these big corporations. And it's too early to tell that we even need it. Like you said, we haven't personally been affected at all.
Right. Nothing is broken. Why are we trying to fix this?
It's fucking broken because what's happening on the internet is a security thing. There's bandits on the road at every stop. And those bandits are stealing the goods right off of caravans.
There's end-to-end encryption. Handles that, no problem.
Not with the invention of quantum computers. I mean, this comes back into this quantum cryptography thing that they will break every fucking code that's ever been invented by the end of this year.
No, there's new
theoretically
things.
And
they've already broke every code.
There's new codes.
Like
can't
how about the still classified prison project where they're burning the entire internet off into a separate disk? They literally have a prism in the middle of the fiber optic screen where they can split the stream of internet.
So because encryption can be broken, and it already can with clusters of classical computers, Now you want the government involved to protect your information?
I think they always have been, and I think they should come more to the forefront of the protection of what it really is to be a government and protect
people. I mean, look at the NSA. I mean, that's exactly who I don't want involved. And
I've never had anybody from the NSA knock on my door, and I've stolen and hacked more information.
They already know everything.
They're there to protect me. Like, that's what we're like, they're not.
The Stasi is not there for you.
Think about
the NKVD is not there for you.
How many people did they persecute in the
try to run for political office and then see if they're protecting you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
then they have dirt on you. They just want dirt on
people. Whether you think you've done something wrong or to be ashamed about, that they might know, they're going to know, and it's not going to matter until you decide to do something that makes it matter.
But that's my plan. That's like, as an American, yeah, I've dirt on everybody, and if you make a move on me, I'll make a move on you. Like, that's my American thing. Like, I want it. That's why we own fucking guns.
Well, then they might as well drone strike every house that they think has someone that doesn't agree with their.
But they don't, because the NSA is there to protect you.
So when are they going to start doing that? Never.
Never, because they're there to protect you. In the first day they do, it'll be on that fat mega guy. What's his name? .com, Jim. Yeah. Kim.com.
Kim.com.
Yeah, the first asshole they're going to get is him.
Who's Kim.com?
Yeah, exactly. He's the biggest internet hacker the world's ever seen. And is mega.co.nz.
Mega Upload was
pull
what
it up.
He
no,
started.
He's back. Yeah. Oh, it's back. Mega Uploads is back right now.
And, oh, is it? Oh, wow.
And yeah, and you, Kim.com has fired it all up. My contention is that this free internet thing, and back to the porn reference, at one point, 97% of the internet bandwidth went to pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And
not anymore, though.
40% of the internet now goes to Netflix. So, and there's no porn on Netflix, best I can find. And so...
some of it's kind of racy.
Best I can find.
Is Caligula on Netflix?
But that's a fucking rad movie.
Yeah, it is.
Frightening.
So my point is for what and for why and for how are you going to take a position and defend it? If your position is fuck the roads and let the bandits have it, and that's the rules of the roads, and if you didn't have enough mercenaries protecting your cargo while you were going down the road, then you shouldn't have been trading goods on this road.
The internet has always been the Wild West.
That's how the West
was won.
That's
why it's a free speech zone.
But it's only on the premise that there's no cops.
You have to take it both. You have to take the good and the bad if you want the freedom to do good or bad. Yeah, I mean, with government restrictions, sure, you might get rid of the bad, and you also get rid of the good.
I agree 100% with that.
Yeah.
That is what freedom is, the choice to do either or. The freedom to do bad or good at your whim and discretion. That's what we're Americans. We can do
whack. And this is why
my coffee cup in the restaurant and just order another coffee and they will sweep it up.
This is why we do have guns. This is why groups like Anonymous spring up so that they do attack associations
Anonymous
that,
is government
that people
control.
Believe
Come
are bad.
Now. Some of it.
Anonymous is CIA.
Some of it.
I can prove to you real quick that Anonymous is CIA. You know why?
Some of it could be.
They don't ever do anything. They don't ever crash any banking. They don't ever take any money out. They don't ever post anything remotely interesting out of government files. It's always just about, oh, we took a website. We took the city of New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico's website down. Like, they don't do anything good. Nothing
special. But the fact is, it's always going to be an arms race. And yeah, you have spam botnets pop up all over the place. But we'll see more so-called malevolent botnets also pop up and go after the bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, being informed, researching how to protect your data, encryption, the latest cutting-edge technology. There's a guy, one of the first hackers, Captain Crunch, is working with a company developing some new encryption technology right now that is unbreakable, he says.
My point is I've got the government with guns standing at all the borders of my country, and I feel real comfortable with that, you know, because that's their job. And I feel like it should be the same way with my internet. Like, I feel like if the government isn't protecting the internet the way they should be and allowing major corporations, it would be like...
The internet has no borders.
Well, yeah, it does. It has servers, and the servers are within borders. And there are very few flying servers, is my point. There are very few flying servers. So they're all nationally somewhere. They're all somewhere. And my point is that if you want into American university servers and you want to get to the Stanford Language Research Philosophy website, you shouldn't be able to just get to it from anywhere, is my point. And I think that that's what the FCC should be cracking down on.
But that goes against the whole point of the internet, was that it's open access for everybody.
No, the point of the internet was to spread the data from the Large Hadron Collider all over the world to the acceptable...
It was before then, obviously, but
I
that's
it was to spread
but
porn.
That's why we opened it up.
Originally for porn.
Well, we opened it up for encryption reasons. The only way to hide a pin is to put it in a haystack. And so that's why we had to allow everybody to do it. And when we look at the internet connections that are coming out of North Korea, there's only 1,280 IP addresses coming out of North Korea right now. We can track every one of them, but they do it on purpose to overload the bandwidth. That
North Korea doesn't have even three cities with lights on.
There's only so few people with internet access.
Electricity,
in North Korea.
Yeah. They don't even have that type of infrastructure there.
Not common people, okay? But there's rich people in North Korea too, all right?
Gangnam style. The government, yeah. Kim Jong-un and his friends are rich.
Yeah, there's a lot of rich people in North Korea. And I think that the percentages, I bet you, are pretty much 99-1. The same as it is in the
U.S. They're called the Communist Party, which is always...
And you prefer the Republican Party?
No.
Okay. What are we arguing then?
I don't know.
Okay. It's not... unfair to say that North Korea is a bad... They're bad
I never
people.
Said anything.
They're people, and they're just like everybody else, and they have rich people and poor people and people that are subjugated by shitheads, and they need to be rescued just like everybody else, just like we do, just like Detroit does, just like Chicago does, and it's a matter of where are we going to rescue first. I think Pyongyang should be way down the fucking list behind fucking Detroit. And...
Awesome. So, whether it be forced vaccinations, net neutrality, web control...
Burn down Pyongyang.
All that
Burn
stuff.
Down Detroit.
No matter what you call it, it's control. It's the powers that be trying to control the message. Control. The real name of control is bondage.
Sandy Hook
They
was
want
a hoax.
To put us all into bondage, which we already are. The logical conclusion would be if giving up some rights produces a better society... Then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. And that premise is the worst thing ever. Creates the worst austerity, the worst poverty, the worst prison systems, the starving people. You're not allowed to grow food because, well, we control how much food you grow. Now you don't grow enough to feed everybody. I mean, it's, it just comes down to basic things.
We're coming to an end here. Next week, CERN Collider and the Panama Invasion, Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights.
You.